A new survey finds that nearly a third of full-time employees do most of their work remotely. That includes work done not only at home, but anywhere outside one's regular office. The study also looks at who teleworks. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, the finding may surprise you.
When I say remote worker, who do you picture? Maybe a harried mom in her bathrobe? A millennial at a coffee shop? Wrong, says workplace flexibility strategist Callie Williams-Yost.
A remote worker, someone who does most of their work outside of their employer's location, is not a woman, is not a parent, and is not a Gen Y millennial.
In fact, the study she commissioned finds 3 out of 4 remote workers are men, of all ages, just as likely to have kids as not. Yost and others attribute part of this gender gap to the kind of work women are more likely to do, jobs that can't be done remotely, think teachers and nurses. Her study also finds women are much more likely to work in a cubby or open office space rather than a private office.
And those cubicle open office space workers were significantly more likely to say that they did not increase or improve their flexibility last year for fear of being perceived as not working hard and fear it will hurt their career.
To test this, I walk into a Starbucks near my home in Washington. There in the back is a middle-aged man with a grande and a laptop.
I do have an office, but I do most of my writing in coffee shops.
Michael Gerson is a columnist who writes for The Washington Post, but even when he was head of speech writing with a nice office at the White House, he says he often worked at Starbucks.
When you're in the office, people are asking you to do things. When you're at the Starbucks, you're both with people but isolated and can actually get things done.
So telework helps people escape the chaos of the office. But what about that modern quest to balance the conflicting chaos of work and family?
For most people, most of the time, telecommuting is simply a facilitator of longer work hours.
Jennifer Glass of the University of Texas at Austin studied thousands of teleworkers over 2 decades. She found that for most, that remote work was overtime, above and beyond the at least 40 hours they'd put in at the office.
We tend to give people autonomy and control over their work hours as they ascend the career ladder and get in more and more upper-level positions of responsibility. The problem with that is that the work hours also increase. So all that flexibility is really just about where you're going to do your 80 hours of work per week.
Glass has also found that when workers ask for a flexible work schedule, managers are far more likely to say yes to men and no to women. All this helps explain a conundrum experts see. Remote work and flexible hours may be more popular and accepted than ever, but they still seem hardest to get for those who need them the most. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.